Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Wilmington, North Carolina, it's time for Bridges to Business Radio.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm Ann Revel Petcher, and we have Friday, February 14th, Valentine's Day, Bridges to Business, and two of my favorite guys are here today. Not my Valentine's exactly, Dom, don't worry about it, but two guys that are doing a lot of stuff for the city that I love, and so I'm going to have as guest today Clark Hipp of Hipp Architecture. Hello, Clark.
Hello. Nice to be here.
And it's great to have you. And we have Ed Wolverton, who is our new, can I still call you new?
Yes, I think I still qualify.
Okay. Our new president and CEO of WDI, Wilmington Downtown Incorporated. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having us.
We're going to talk about Wilmington and what's going on here. And as we often do on Bridges to Business, get to the bottom of what's happening, what's new and what's exciting, what's going on down here and what's good for business. And I want to start first by talking about a business that's been in business since 1991, which is a fair long time to be in business. Clark, tell me about Hipp Architecture. Tell me about what you do and how you got started.
Well, I started in 91 during a downturn.
That's a good time to start a business. They say it is.
That's what happened. And I started developing a business focusing mostly on commercial renovation and rehab work. Grew the business over the years, continuing to focus on commercial and in particular renovation, rehabilitation, and addition work. Was fairly successful, of course, until the downturn. Things got really tight, and so the last 4 or 5 years have been tough, and I have a reduced staff, but we've seen things come around, and now we're excited about the future. The commercial work has picked up in the area, and we're real excited about the future.
Tell everybody who's out there in audience land about commercial work. Give us an example of what you might do.
Commercial, most of what we do relates to office, institutional, retail, multifamily type construction, design and construction. We rarely do single family residential. Mm-hmm. We have in the past. I kind of grew up in that realm working for some really fine resort residential architects. And when I got off on my own, I decided I wanted to do something a little different. So I enjoy the commercial work. I enjoy the bottom line nature of commercial architecture mm-hmm. and design. And
what do you mean by bottom line nature?
Well, the decisions are less related to style and someone's changing attitudes towards
Design
and style, sure. And things that they in residential I used to call it the Southern Living effect. Every time a new Southern Living came out, someone wanted to change their front porch or change the house color or change something about their house. Where in commercial, it's a little bit more cut and dry. If you can design it to meet their needs, mm-hmm. to meet their budget, oftentimes you're allowed to do better design work as long as you meet those requirements of budget,